Pope Benedict will travel to Milan later this afternoon for the 7th World Meeting of Families, which is underway in the Archdiocese. On arrival at the city's Linate Airport, the Holy Father will travel to the Piazza del Duomo to meet the citizens of Milan and deliver an address. Later in the evening, the Pope will attend a concert at the famed La Scala Opera House. Among the participants at the gathering is Sana Nimer from Iraq. She spoke to Mathilde Avillon about how the church helps families in her country.
It's the first time an Iraqi delegation, Catholic, participates in such an event. We are so happy. We arrived like 2 days ago, and we have a bishop with us, Bishop Shleimun, and our father Saad Sirov. He's the leader of the group. We're about 24 persons. In fact, we have 2 priests and 1 bishop with us, and the rest are families, Iraqi families.
So did you come from Baghdad?
We came from Baghdad via Beirut. We stayed overnight in Beirut, and we are so thrilled, so thrilled.
So here it's a big meeting of the families. How the family in Iraq is different from family here?
I'm sure you understand it's very much different. We are a minority. We live in a majority with the majority of our Muslim brothers. And of course, there is the war and all these adverse circumstances. And we managed, by the blessing of God, to raise our children and to teach them very well. They are all doctors and engineers, and we still go to church, although the Christians in Iraq now are less than 1/3 of the number we used to be. But we gather around our priests, we gather around, and with the blessings of the Spiritus Sanctus.
So what are your expects about this meeting here in Milan?
Well, I expect that maybe we can learn something, maybe we can befriend with other families from other countries, and maybe we will gather some experience, and who knows, maybe like a future conference will be sometimes in Iraq.
And maybe it's interesting because in Iraq you have the Muslim family and also the Christian family. How do you cohabitate everyone together?
We have been cohabitating for like thousands of years together, but you know the wars, they turned everything upside down, and there's always those like bad people, the terrorists, who try to make conflicts between the families, but we love them. We always like, we have the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. We love our enemies. And we can't forgive them. So we are managing now to live peacefully, to lead our life. Although we are small, but strong.
How the church helps family in Iraq?
They help them, of course, all sorts of help. Like, you know, being there for them spiritually is important. And of course, they try their best to help families in need financially. They try their best. And just being there as a church, this is a big help because we gather around, all these families now, we were introduced to one another via the church. Some people came from the northern part of Iraq, from the middle part of Iraq.
What's the most important value about the family for you?
It is the devotion, the love, the commitment, and of course our worship to our Lord Jesus. We have to be a testimony to a true Christian family by being together, praying and glorifying our Lord Jesus and being patient to endure all the adverse circumstances. We have the example of our Lord Jesus.
And can family be a factor of peace in these regions particularly?
I am sure we are going to set an example. I am sure. Because our Muslim brothers, they all love Christians.